Hello.
I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, dude.
Sing in a second. Coal, we have walls, we have dicks, we have balls. They were all tuning in. They were all tuning in. We have hands, we have souls, we have poles, we have holes. They were all filled in. They were all filled in.
There was hate,
there was strife, foreigners fucked my wife. And George Soros was king. And George Soros was king. Bravo!
Maestro.
Are you guys glad that you hung out
over here
for the victory?
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Standing right now.
I think that calls for some kind of chant to go along with it.
Takbir.
No!
No! Do it, dude.
Listen, we have a 3 takbir per episode limit right now.
Okay. 3. Okay. That's
started.
That's
no takbir.
We just started.
No. Aww. We're going to edit out the takbirs and replace it with like, hey, let's have a beer.
Hey, let's have a beer.
Let's have a beer.
Hey, you at the bar.
Hey, you.
Why are you not speaking into a mic?
Let's sing Hey You.
You're just speaking to me like it's normal.
Pat, let's sing Hey You.
Absolutely not.
No, yeah.
Why?
We here at the Apococast don't take requests like a cheap fucking DJ in Jersey.
Folks, you are listening to the Apococast on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Unfortunately for you.
Every Friday at 2 p.m., bringing you the end of the world.
Literally.
Today is February 13, 2019.
And the world is ending.
Yeah, the world is ending slowly. Sometimes it's ending really fast. It's hard to tell.
I feel like it's more like a long, slow, choking, gargling death.
What happened to the world?
Sorry,
anyway?
Was that a little dark?
No, it's not.
No, gargling is exactly how
gargling.
I would describe what's going
yeah,
to happen.
Yeah, this is really
many.
Morbid, but when my cat almost died, she was gargling.
It's kind of like the world.
Well, that's
right
the
now.
Death rattle, if we just want to get straight to the facts.
But she's alive, and she's with us here today, and she's our guest.
She's with us here.
She made it through.
Made
Mama
it
Cat,
through.
How you doing? Meow. Oh, you're alive.
She's all right.
Meow.
All right. Well, you know.
Oh, she's right there, our queen.
Oh, my God. Dude, she's ruling above us.
Yeah,
so she's doing just fine.
She is above
she
us.
Has,
viewers
she
will
has
note.
Her back turned because we're not worthy.
Yeah, viewers will note that the Apococast is beneath Mama
Cat. A
cat
tree.
Yeah,
and she's
lit up by flames of hell with the cat ruling over.
She climbed up the pyramid of Sophie's cat tree. And it's facing the wall in the exact opposite direction of the Apococast.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that. What an act. It's like the time that the cops turned their back on de Blasio,
Holy
you know?
Holy shit.
They're like,
do
we
you
don't respect
that?
You, Big Dick de Blasio.
That.
Big Dick de
yeah.
Blasio.
Speaking of which, you guys are listening to the Apococast on Radio Free Brooklyn.
That's true,
sadly.
Excellent.
So what was on the agenda for today? By the way, hi, my name is Pat Hilsman. I'm the host of the Apococast. They're going to kill us anyways, right? So it doesn't really make a difference. Certain people are telling me that, like, you know, hey, like, you gotta stop, like, threatening people with the Apococast, like, threatening to, like, give them truth and, like, raise them from ignorance, you know? But I'm like, no, fuck it, because they're gonna kill us anyways, so what difference does it make, you know?
Yeah.
So, hey.
Save for retirement? I mean, come on.
No, please!
What's the point
just
of that?
Shelter! Just, listen, dear listeners of the Apococast, stockpile weapons and water, okay? It's the only thing that's gonna
what
save
about
you from
seeds?
Bears.
How
and
do you feel
gold.
About seeds?
And seed.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh,
just
seed, you're
all
lying.
Bears and,
oh, seed
we need
and ammo and fucking water and seed. Yeah. The way it's supposed to be in America.
Yeah.
Get ready, guys.
Yeah.
It's coming for you.
We're going to, yeah. In fact, it was in Congress last week. There was a gigantic program announced to build a
guys.
A gigantic
American
sperm bank. The project would remake the American economy and create lots of jobs.
They pulled off the curtain and they had to get like two of those helicopters that have the two rotors. Chinook to like drag the fucking fucking sleeve off of it.
It's legislation. Cause you know how all the federal workers like went through all their savings because our government wasn't shut down so we could pay them? They're like, yeah, you're just going to jerk off and we're going to sell your sperm. Like, this is the program to give you back the money
we took away.
I was talking about how that's how I pay for things when I travel.
Is this a joke?
It's by showing my penis.
I'm like, look at that.
We're not
you know what? Actually, this is, and this, I'm
we
sorry.
We have some fun.
Hashtag.
Pat Hillsman, I've been saving my whole life for this moment.
Hashtag real news. You know what is the most valuable bodily fluid?
What?
It's pee. For two reasons.
True.
Number one, there is a massive conspiracy behind places of recovery who drug test more frequently than they should because the outsourcing to the pharmacy and the pharmaceutical companies that do it charge a ton. So if you find yourself in a rehab and you are pissing, that is worth a lot of money. Also, many men pay pro-doms lots of money for things involving pee.
Yeah.
So I believe urine to be the most valuable to be liquid gold. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
You know what I think is? You know what I think is? I think squirt is the gold.
Oh my god, stop, Pat. Because
it's rare.
Please. It's fucking disgusting.
What's so rare, Pat?
Squirt.
Can you drug test squirt?
Probably.
Oh man, I wonder.
Hey, say squirt again.
No, I'm genuinely, now I'm like, could I, not, don't let me pitch that. Don't let me pitch that. I got it.
All right, there, go team. Sophie's gonna brand squirt now.
Oh my god. Stop
as like a land.
And ads in the subway, SQRT.
Like in Roman lettering.
I actually can't because.
Am I the only outlier here who doesn't want to talk about squirt?
I'm going to talk about something else.
It's one of my favorite topics, I have to be honest.
Yeah.
But
let's talk
about, wasn't there a soda named Squirt?
There was.
Yeah. Childhood memories.
Wow. I wonder how they made it.
That was the export batch for sure. Also, I understand why you're familiar with Squirt. Yeah. Because they're like, send this abroad. You know.
From the foreigners?
Yeah.
When the parade of foreigners fucked me and there was just squirt for squirt?
That's why you know what squirt is.
Yes.
It's because you grew up, like,
drinking
outside
squirt.
The continental United States.
I did grow up outside
of
the
export bitch.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I was raised with no supervision, and this is what happens. If anyone is listening, if you want to raise your child just with no supervision, they will turn out to be like me. I'm sorry.
Oh,
like
Sophie,
what?
You're lovely. I love you.
Thank you. I love myself too, but I understand that I'm more comfortable talking about squirt than most people, and sometimes I need to be better about that in public.
She's a squirt expert.
That's fair.
Which is an expert on squirt.
That's a good thing to know about yourself.
Listen, guys. Speaking of squirt, you're all listening to the podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Seriously, poor things.
Oh, we're poor here? Nope, we're bringing you the truth. We're bringing you death if you need it. You know,
food's
nope.
Here.
Oh, wow, the food's here. Yep.
Well,
let's
we know
the,
that we at least
hey,
have
let's,
some.
Let's stop and have food.
Yes.
Okay.
Stop, please.
No, just we have some listeners. Speaking of bringing up childhood trauma, I really want to say thank you to the NSA for always being here. There have been nights where I felt utterly alone and like no one cared and no one was peeking in on me, but then I remembered you.
All those times that I thought that I was alone, that nobody was there watching me, like watching me while I'm doing intimate things with myself, if you capiche.
Yeah.
You know, do you capiche what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And capiche. I felt that this entire time I was like, yo, holy moly. Like, what
I'll
the
talk
fuck?
About sex really quick. I've realized I have an exhibitionist streak for going to sex parties, and I like people fucking, like watching me fuck. And I feel so comforted in my soul that that kink is just fulfilled every time I have sex because my apartment is surveilled.
That's right. I mean, it's just a huge.
It's like 1,000 people watching. It's like 1,000 analysts.
Yeah,
like,
you're only denying yourself something by ignoring this, really.
Well, that's what we were saying about the Apocalypse earlier. Is that. Like, sometimes I worry that my enemies might use the podcast against me, but then I'm like, that would force them to listen to it. And yeah. you can't do that because then you're going to be converted.
Yeah. You're going to fall in love with us.
Yeah, you love us already, you piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean, the Apocalcast, you know, it's almost dangerous, you know, what would happen if it really got out. Because it really
That's
does convert
point.
Convert everybody.
That's
I mean, maybe it should be like a secret weapon or something for us to just build up in perpetuity.
It's no secret.
In case, but it to be used only in case of the most dire emergency.
Oh wow! Look! Look who's back at the door, needing help. During the recording.
What?
It's Fuckface. Oh.
Oh yeah, exactly.
It's Fuckface who shall not be named. Our guest tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, Fuckface, welcome to the Apocalcast.
Wow.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Tough crowd. Yeah.
I thought she was going to like it.
Tune in to Fuckface's comedy special.
Yeah. It's Friday. Yeah, airing. Yeah. Airing
it's Friday
tonight.
At 2 p.m.
Yeah, airing Friday at 2 p.m. Everyone, welcome to the Fuckface comedy special.
That would be good, actually. I would go
tonight,
to the Fuckface comedy
special.
Tonight
we have a long bill full of many acts of different genres.
Whoa, did you just say long bill?
Yes. Oh,
you know what that reminded me of?
Long bill.
Oh, I had a friend. I had a friend named Bill.
A friend who fucked a duck?
No.
Oh.
Just his name was Bill, and his dick was long.
Yeah?
Like, abnormally long, thin, but long.
So
we just called him Long Bill.
Really? Because I had a neighbor. I thought you were talking about, like, my childhood neighbor, like Bill Fuck-a-Duck Johnson.
Hmm.
Yeah, because he would talk to all about... He was, like, a Republican. He was one of these, like, you know, like, gun nuts being like, oh, yeah, you know...
How dare you criticize
like,
my
weapons. I want to go hunting. And one time while he was, like, hunting, he, like, fucking had sex with a duck. He just, like... grabbed that duck and shoved its bill.
And they called him Long Bill.
And we were like, dude, that's animal abuse. That's like, you know, the animal can't consent. And he's like, yeah, man, but I fucked that duck. Yeah.
And that's how he earned his nickname?
Yeah, exactly.
Just by Bill, having sex with an animal?
Bill Fuck-a-Duck Haverstraw.
Who have you been hanging out with, Tony B-Roll?
Dude, this is like the fucking idiots who I grew up with in Rockland County.
Are you being serious? Is this a joke?
Yeah, his friend Bill Fuck-a-Duck.
No, that's not true. No.
Yeah, name him. So, speaking
not,
of names, guys.
Are you talking about the time Richard Gere put the hamster up his butt?
What? Oh, he did do that because he hates hamsters, not because he likes them in his butt.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh,
interesting.
No.
But, guys, so when I have
That's
a... Johnny B-Roll, when you have a baby, what are you going to name it?
What? Let's see.
Well, and what? Remember what your last name is.
Yeah. Okay, I think he's going to be called, like, Bernard Hamroll... Roll,
here.
Bernard Hamroll Roll.
Yes.
That's a masculine name.
Yeah, exactly.
Bernard Hamroll Roll.
Yeah, pork roll. Sorry.
Twice the roll.
Bernard Pork Roll Roll.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Poetry,
Sophie.
Yeah, dude.
I know you don't want kids, but what would just think of a cool kid's name?
Well, I can't say it. It's too fucking embarrassing.
Okay. Well, you should say it.
It's too depressed writer name.
It's depraved.
Okay. I was thinking about Sylvia once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
Sylvia
St. Thomas?
Sylvia St. Thomas, correct.
What's her middle name?
Survival.
Can I make
I'm
a suggestion for
I'm going to end the curse.
Sylvia Driveshaft.
No, drive shaft?
Yeah, because it kills you with one go.
But what if she's like
Saint
a
Thomas.
City bitch and doesn't want to... Oh, drive... No, oh, Sylvia Sword. She's going to be a skilled
there we
swords
go.
Woman.
Which Sylvia
is a
Sword, St. Thomas.
Yes.
Sylvia Saber.
No, so I was. No. I want swords. I want her to fucking know how to use a blade and be able to chop up someone's...
No.
Sylvia Blade.
No, Sylvia Sword, St. Thomas. My kid.
I'll allow it.
Thank you.
She'll know how to defend herself.
Soulmate, what would his name be?
Who?
Your kid. What's the middle name be?
Middle? I have no idea, dude. I need to start thinking about that.
Okay. Well, do you guys know what my kid would be named?
What?
Simon. Big Dick. Hilsman.
Where'd you come up with that name?
Because I just assumed. that cap. Yeah, because if you have a small penis, then your offspring have a huge penis.
I got a chicken gyro.
Right?
Chicken gyro?
Hey, let's just peel food and chew it near the microphones. Yum. Like a bunch of fucking animals feeding.
Pat, you said that you would name your kid.
Why don't you talk into the mic?
You would name your kid Big Dick because you have a small dick?
Yep.
Yeah. And you gotta right the wrongs.
Right, because even if he had a small dick, like there's no way that it would be ironic.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Simon Big Dick Hillsman. Mm-hmm. Right there on his birth certificate. Can you imagine having that be your name?
What would you name your daughter?
Mallory Deathhawk Hillsman.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Mallory Deathhawk. Mallory Deathhawk!
That's really good, dude.
That is
good. You smell like cigarettes! Don't think I don't know what tobacco smells like! Yeah.
Father, you will never put limits unto me!
Mallory Deathhawk. That's a hell of a fucking name. All right, another round. Come on.
Okay.
Why don't you lean into the mic? Because you're...
All right. What about...
I'm gonna have a...
What if I was gonna call my son? I'd say Patrick Swallow Vomit.
Oh, God.
Swallow Vomit, I like it.
Yeah.
Well, you know how on the Apocalypse before we've discussed some of the future, and at times it involves ensuring everyone is
safe.
Yes, and by safe I mean like very homosexual. So I think my son is going to be Max. I am so fucking gay, St. Thomas.
Max, I'm so fucking gay, St. Thomas. I like it.
Yes.
You know what, guys? I'm gonna call. You know what this is gonna be called? It's the lunch episode.
Yeah, this is a pretty good one.
Meat.
I'm petting a cat, too.
Meat. Innocent animals. Murdered.
Yeah.
Just so that you guys can fill yourselves with food. Are those mozzarella sticks?
Uh-huh.
Aw. There is nothing... cold mozzarella sticks, I think, are delicious.
Ow.
I don't know about you, but you're like, oh, hell yeah, this is free. Because they're always free. Cold mozzarella sticks, that's the best thing about them, is that they never cost anything, you know?
Where do you get them?
You just take them from people.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
I mean, like, the cheapest,
whenever some fucking idiot leaves his fucking
bar, leaves their mozzarella stick on the
windowsill to cool. You know, just sneak in.
And you know, the easiest way to get them is just to buy empty ones and fill them up with jizz.
Oh.
Wait.
Really,
if you can't afford real ones.
The lunch episode. All right, come on, let's go through the list, JBR. Sorry? No. Sophie, you were saying something about jizz.
I actually hear frequently, I report on human sexuality, so people often tell me they're, people often like feel I'm a safe person to be like, hey, I'm into this. Am I a freak? And I have to be professional about it. I mean, unless they're creepy, then it's like, fuck off. But like friends, like friends, if they're, I won't name names, but I did have a male friend once tell me that he had a fetish that he couldn't get out of his head where he jizzed onto a hamburger and then just put the bun back on top and a woman ate it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's gross. I don't like that.
So that's.
Without giving consent?
No, with like she would really wanted
to. Yeah,
like
she
was like, I can only eat hamburgers if they have your jizz on it.
One.
But
you know
the mozzarella sticks.
I can only eat hamburgers if they have your jizz on it.
Who?
It was Indira Gandhi, the Prime Minister of.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ!
Oh no, I'm sorry. It was. It was Sophie St. Thomas. Listen, we have a list that's totally being... Listen, dear listeners, I'm standing here watching the co-host of the Apocalypse chew. Like fucking rabid, depraved monsters. Brutal. All right, you guys are listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn. Hey, why don't we look at the list? Why don't we clean the grease off our fucking hands?
Yeah.
And look at
get
the list,
clean.
Johnny B. Roll.
So
yeah,
clean.
Clean yourself. Get right with God.
Yeah, yeah. This is a really good idea. Just after this last mozzarella stick, I'll do it for
you.
Yeah.
Oh, just okay. Eat it because it's You gotta eat it. Just shove that into your fucking gullet.
Yeah, man. What's up next on the ApocalCast?
It's the list that you have in your hand, but that you've abdicated your duties.
Well.
Oh God, I've been abdicated.
What was our?
Wow.
Come have a beer.
Wow, look at he's dipping. He's not even pretending to be paying attention. He's dipping his food into the sauce.
Listen.
Can you just check the list, please? Thank you.
So this week.
It was a good song. Okay. It was a really good one. And we got it.
I'm sorry for interrupting you, JBR.
No, please, JBR. He's not doing anything. He's happy that you interrupted him because it means that he doesn't have to actually live up to his responsibilities. It's guys, do you know those video games that have different kinds of heroes? Like, they have different skills? Mm-hmm. Right now, you guys are like that, but a failure. Yeah. You know? You're like, I have to augment my failure tree. Failure. Yeah. Contempt. Contempt of the ApocalCast.
So Pat, this week you really made a lot of waves in Washington, D.C. when you unveiled this new plan to get America back on track by building a Leviathan sperm bank right in the heartland.
Oh, that was the thing about the chant that the Democrats are like, build a wall. Like, that's for fucking idiots. But so they're like, we got to build something. Like,
yeah,
build a fucking Leviathan.
Yeah, what are we
going to
put our names
fucking,
on?
Do you have that fucking, a wall? $1 billion for a wall, you stupid piece of shit? We'll get you a Leviathan for like $500 million.
Yeah.
If I had $500 million, I promise you, I'm creative. I could get you some type of Leviathan that would do Leviathan things for that budget. So just give it to me and let me do it. Don't build your wall. Fuck that. You can claim Mr. Trump. It's time for sanity.
Okay.
All right? Yeah, it's time for rational voices to prevail. So instead of building a fucking wall to protect us with like slats where you can just pass it through, like guns, you can like literally slide guns through them. It's so easy. And then there's drainage that goes underneath it and it can't be avoided, or else it'll cause structural damage around. But that's not important. Yeah.
Yeah, no. What's important is to build it. What's important is to build it. Like you're
right.
saying, Pat.
But, so.
Pat, I think you're really one of our country's greatest visionaries.
Well, that's
you know? The thing is, like, once you propose this kind of shit, it's like all the crazies come out opposing it. And that's what really
fucking
drives
me
fucking nuts.
Being against that.
Yeah.
You're going to be against us building a gigantic Leviathan beast, demiurge, out of energy and technology? Like, what's wrong? Why would you oppose something like that, you fucking
lunatic? How else are we supposed to get back to work?
Oh, okay, Bezos, you know, you're going to be against combining technology and spirit magic into a giant fucking beast that's going to protect our border? I don't think so. So, Mr. Trump, please, just give me $500 million, and I'll build you a fucking Leviathan. And I don't care what you do with it, because you'll fuck it up anyways. So just
there's never gonna be a wall. This is gonna be so fucking ridiculous and like, anyways.
Mm-mm.
No, but there will be a sperm bank.
There will be a wall.
Oh my god.
There will not be a wall.
There will be. You know why? Because they're gonna start naming their children Wall.
Yeah. And then I wonder if anyone has yet. I bet you there's a build the wall somewhere.
There's definitely Border. There's definitely a girl named Border somewhere.
Somewhere.
Oh, Border.
In America, there is a kid named Wall. I shit you not.
Yep. Wall Smith.
Yeah.
You're gonna be a good. Be a good boy.
Yeah, and he has a cloven.
Hey, no, he's not named Wall. He's named The Wall.
Yeah.
Hey, The Wall Smith! Come here. It sounds like DeWalt, you know. Hey, The Wall Smith!
Oh, look at this one.
Yeah, they love it. Oh, they love it. You know, they can't help it. It's just, they're just like The Wall. Like anything that's built out of concrete, they fucking love. They can't get down. People don't understand about the Midwest.
Yeah.
Is that people love concrete. Like when they see, like, you know that sex toys are made out of concrete in the Midwest?
Oh, yeah.
Who knew?
Oh, man.
That explains
a
lot.
I was against it.
That explains a lot. Yeah.
But people,
if you were being penetrated by concrete on a regular basis.
Of course you're going to vote Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Of course you're going to elect Trump. Of course you're going to decide that like all Mexicans are rapists and stuff like that. You know, it's like Freud said, these things have easy
explanations. I have another idea,
too.
Another great way, a little strategy for Trump voters, how we can win, right?
Okay.
Is change your name to Mexico. Go down legally to get your name.
I do enjoy this idea.
Go down to the name changey office, and I'm sure it exists.
Oh, I'm in the process of it.
Oh, yes. You got to write about that.
I'm going to one day.
And name.
After I'm legally
changed
names, yes.
Okay. So we're going to
change
their names to
all
Mexico.
Of your seed will be named after Mexico.
Yeah.
And the debt that you incur building your dumb fucking wall will be paid off by them. And their name Wall. And Trump was right. Mexico is going to pay for the fucking wall in the thousands of children that will be named Mexico by Trump voters.
Such a brilliant plan. Yeah.
But
you got to get this into motion.
In the shadow of the wall, ye shall labor.
Yeah.
In the shadow of the wall, ye shall learn.
What are you quoting from? What scripture?
The scripture in his head.
No, listen. The scripture that's in my head, I can't even read scripture because it would be like, why would I read it if I can just listen directly, you know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes when God talks to me, he tells me to do bad things, but then he's like, Pat, that was just a trick to see what you would do if it was right. Ah, I see. Oh.
Like, what sort of tricks? Because it seems like he likes when you do bad things for most of the time. Quote unquote, you know, if as long as it's in his name.
Quote unquote, bad things.
As long as it's in his name.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
It's like that time that I hit that squirrel and I crossed myself.
Precisely. You know? Exactly.
But this time, God told me to do very specific, harmful things to one of my co-hosts. Do you guys want to guess which one it is?
What is this person's name?
Hey, fuckface, is it you? No, it's not. It's not fuckface. Oh, Sophie, is it
Sophie?
No, it's not. It's not you, Sophie.
Is it Jonathan Bernard Roll?
Oh, you're Bernard. You're such a Bernard. That's
true.
A great middle name.
Like a Saint Bernard.
Oh, thank you very, thank you very much.
You're goddamn fucking right. It is.
That's a really good middle name.
Yeah.
Bernard.
Well, I always really liked it, and I thanked my parents for it.
You're goddamn fucking right that it is.
Yeah.
Okay. What was
Bernard
the thing, though, Pat?
Build the wall, Saint Thomas. Changed my answer.
Oh, okay. So, then. Well, but why was I singled out? Was I in trouble?
You were in trouble.
Yeah, for what, though?
You did something to me.
I did something bad, but I can't remember what it was, though.
It was
though.
Really bad.
Well, then what do we do?
I don't know.
I mean, like, the past is just like, we don't even know if it exists.
We can just pause it and
listen to it. No, dude, it doesn't exist.
That's not a good way of looking at it. Johnny B-roll, what did you do wrong?
Exist,
you did something
man.
Wrong.
It's not
you
here.
Were asking about, which one of my friends betrayed me?
Which one of my friends did
God tell me that I have to kill?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what it was. Let's play a game. Hey, fuckface. Do you think that God told me that I have to kill you in a dream?
I'm not sure. No?
Of course not. That's crazy.
Okay. All right, good.
Sophie, do you think that God told me to kill you in a dream?
No. God told you that we should hang out with the Rolling Stones dressed in, in man... In dad gear in a dream. Exactly. So I know I'm cool. We got other plans.
So no rampage fucking fever dream.
Casual hanging out with the Stones, but they're all in like khakis.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're high as fuck.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
You're up.
Did I tell you to do what?
Did God tell me to kill you with a pike?
With what?
A pike?
I
can't even. I'd have to work out to be able to wield the fucking thing.
No,
much less kill Johnny B-roll with it. God.
No, God told you to make me a co-host of the Apocalypse. You're wrong.
He was
got it wrong.
Kill him or promote him, but you'll do one of those two things, and you'll do it this week. And then I was like, God, thank you for being reasonable for once, because usually when you tell me to do things, they're unreasonable. But that's reasonable. Johnny B-roll either has to die or he has to do more. And you did. You made a little extra push, so I'm not going to kill you this week.
Oh, that's so great,
and
Pat.
I know. God is rational, and more people should put faith in him.
I feel like your charity is the only reason I've survived all these years.
You're damn fucking right it is.
Yeah.
Because there's a direct line, and every day I'm like, should I do it today? You know? And God is like, no, Pat, I don't think that you should murder your co-host, Jonathan Bernard Roll, today.
Yeah.
But one day you will. You know, you probably won't even see it coming.
Yeah, well, you know, you're not the only one who talks to God around here.
That's true.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But I'm
so, you know.
I feel like you're just challenged.
But that's the point is God told me to do something bad, and I said, wait, should I do that? And he's like, nah.
Yeah. You know?
So you're I questioned it just a little. I was like, yeah, this is cool. Like, yeah. You know, like God wants me to go murder Jonathan Bernard Roll. Like, that's definitely what like a knowing and knowledgeable God would want me to do, right? So I'll do it. But then I was like, wait. You really want me to kill Johnny B. Roll? Like, if you call him by his full name, Jonathan Bernard Roll, it's easy to kill a Jonathan Bernard Roll. It's easy, right?
Yeah.
It's nothing. It's just one less Jonathan Bernard Roll and his son, Vincent Roll.
That's accurate.
But to kill a JBR, I don't know. You know, That's a stretch. People are able to do some sick shit. A guy named Jonathan Bernardo Roll
would fall under my blade. Yeah.
Yep.
Wouldn't last a minute.
Wouldn't last a fucking minute.
Yeah, like there's the door. There's the door, asshole.
But
I am starting to. I don't think I'm fully conscious anymore, just FYI, but
I'm
carry on.
I'm extremely tired.
Guys, you think there's a problem with the oxygen in the show?
I mean,
well, we're doing well. We're almost there. We're pushing through. like the Titanic.
Yeah.
There's 20 more minutes and I'm
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have been listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
No.
We will see you all next week.
No, it's John.
No, end. Please, okay. Please.
But it's not
more good clean fun next week.
Why don't we all just hang out?
We're all very busy
people. This is the night
people.
Of the show.
Okay, but I'm tired.
What? Wow.
Tomorrow
guys.
There's a horror Valentine's party.
I'll be there.
You could actually say your name.
I'll be there. Don't.
All right, guys. Well, if you weren't playing. I guess we'll just
We have to go.
We'll just
we
die.
Have to go do God's will. Thank you
all
for
right,
listening.
God,
we'll see
you
next
guys.
Week.